I was born in March 1942 in a tiny southern town called Rochelle, Georgia. Like so many rural places in the Deep South, Rochelle was divided cleanly into two communities by the railroad tracks, one side white, one side black. That invisible line governed everything, where you could walk safely, where you could shop, and especially where you could dream. The environment in which I grew up is briefly described here. Rochelle is a small town located in south-central Georgia, approximately 60 miles southeast of Macon and 160 miles from Atlanta. During my childhood, the population was approximately 1,200, making it the largest town in Wilcox County. There was a small, white-owned shopping area on Main Street with a single traffic light. At the time, the town's population was about 65% white and 35% black. Rochelle, along with the other towns in the county, was located in a rural farming area. Cotton was the primary crop, followed by peanuts, corn, pecans, and various produce. Timber production, primarily pine, was also common and provided jobs for harvesting and hauling pulpwood and logs for lumber. I recall that before I started school, I played with a young white boy whose father worked at the cotton gin located next to our property. We would spend time together during the day, and the friendship continued until he started school. After that, I no longer saw him at the gin and wondered what had happened. About 3 years later, I saw him uptown and asked where he had been since our last visit. He told me that when he started school, his father said he could no longer play with Negroes, that ended our friendship and our interaction.